This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh my gosh, got my fall allergies. So, a lot to talk about today. One concern we've had throughout this pandemic, even before, was, were we losing a lot of our constitutional rights? Was America going to lose its ability to be a democracy? And when people talked about that in the past, they were like, no, the Affordable Care Act isn't going to do that. Trump's not going to do that. The country's too strong. Nothing's going to happen to the democracy. Yet I talked to you guys about this professor back in the 1800s who predicted that the average democracy doesn't last more than 250 years. Now, we have, but there's a cycle that countries go through. And I had predicted when I saw what happened last year, that if the democracy was going to end, it was going to probably be more on the side of the Republicans than the Democrats, because the Republicans would feel that they were being overwhelmed, obstructed, and would ask for somebody to come in and save the day. And so a lot of people look at Trump as being, oh, okay, well, he would be the one that would be the poster child of America losing its democracy, but it's not a Republican or Democrat fault. It's the whole makeup. It's the whole fault of America to get to the point where people want a savior. And, you know, I never heard people talk about Clinton as a savior or Ronald Reagan as a savior or George Bush or Obama or Biden. But, man... people are begging Trump to come back. That's dangerous. Whether you love Trump or not, the idea that people are feeling that desperate means they might make some decisions that might not be very, I guess, a part of our democracy. Going, look, I don't care. I just need somebody to take control. We're at war here. We're losing our civil rights. Somebody needs to step up. Somebody needs to, and once you get to that point where you are desperate, the last thing anybody cares about is the Constitution. They're like, we just need to be saved. And whether it's fear of being injected, whether it's fear of COVID, whether it's fear of government locking you down, whether it's fear of, I don't know, public crime, I don't know what it is, but it looks like both sides, right, left, fear the other side to the degree that I keep hearing them go, I don't care, just as long as they fix it. Well, that I don't care if they become, let's say, dictatorial or what's the word for when you just, not unanimously, but when you unilaterally just make these moves. That's how a dictator takes over. Now, I know some of you thought, oh, it's not going to happen. You know, COVID's going to go away. Because I had written this about a year ago, and I had spoken about it a few years back. COVID's going to go away. No, it's not. And in fact, what did we see this weekend? We saw riots in Europe as they're trying to fight lockdowns. Well, a very recent development has occurred where a European think tank, apparently they're pretty well known, International IDEA, International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, has now added the U.S. to the list of quote-unquote backsliding democracies. According to their website, for the fifth consecutive year, the number of countries moving in an authoritarian direction exceeds the number of countries moving in a democratic direction. And the U.S. has now made the list. India, Brazil seems to be going more authoritarian, according to them, as well as Poland, Slovenia. I think also Hungary. Let me double check here. I want to find out. I don't have the Poland, Hungary, Slovenia, and the U.S. And so, you know, some of you are like, okay, well, why? What are they basing this on? Well, apparently they have a whole bunch of metrics. And interestingly, they blame Trump for a different reason. They say we're going more authoritarian because when you have a country that says an election doesn't have integrity, then that could put them at risk of an authoritarian figure. So they're right and wrong. I mean, when you see these other, you know, other governments that have had issues, all right, there has been election fraud. But the thing is, you know, on which side? Who's doing the election fraud? And if we can't speak out about election fraud, if there is, I think in Vegas we just arrested somebody who voted for his dead wife and he submitted two votes. I mean, there's fraud in all elections. But if there's fraud to the degree that the country doesn't think that there's integrity in that election, again, that could move us towards losing our democracy. So they're right and wrong. Now, you know, they also blame misinformation. Well, that's a problem. When a country is unstable, like ours is starting to be, what is misinformation and what is, you know, trying to get the word out that's being censored? It's very, very mixed. Liberals and Republicans alike feel like whatever they want to say has to be very, very well crafted and said, because otherwise it might not show up. It might not be able to get out there. So when does somebody lose their democracy? Well, one, when they get desperate. Two, when they feel like they can't speak. And three, when they feel like they aren't being heard and they aren't being represented. We are a representative democracy, meaning we vote for people who represent us. So when you vote for somebody and then they go in and they go, no, I know I promised this, but it's not happening. Well, then you don't trust. You don't trust the process. You don't trust who you voted for. I know a lot of people are upset with Manchin, Senator Manchin, and Sinema, because they're looking at this going, wait a second, this isn't what I signed up for. I'm here to represent you, but I don't want this bill. So do politicians have a right to have their own mind? So it's very interesting to see how other people are starting to watch what happens in America, what happens around the world, and they wonder if democracies aren't going to last much longer. I hope they do, because I am very scared of an authoritarian sort of system. But what we saw with COVID and lockdowns and mandates and all that, we're going there. 1-877-DALIA.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when our country's going to figure out that the citizens aren't the enemy? I have seen Americans. I have seen now Italians, Dutch, Austrians, Croatians get more mad at their citizens as it relates to COVID than the enemy and where COVID came from. I mean, we are locking people down. We're doing mandates. We're threatening loss of job, loss of unemployment benefits, fines, and we're fighting each other. And I don't see anybody turn the eye of mortar on where COVID came from. I'm sure everybody has an idea. We keep hearing report after report saying, yeah, they were working on it in a lab in China, they were working on a lab, and even if it was an accident, what are all these other countries doing? They're going internally, and they're restricting, and they're oppressing their citizens. That's a problem. what's going on in Europe should not be happening. In Italy, Croatia, Austria, I think it was Rotterdam in the Netherlands, there were riots. There were, I guess, bullets being fired on protesters. I haven't gotten all the detail. But there have been some pretty nasty riots going on right now throughout Europe. Fires, all sorts of chaos because of COVID lockdowns. And when I see these countries pit citizens against each other and pit these rules against their citizens when nobody's doing anything to the entity that started all of this, I think it's a bunch of bullcrap. You know, in America, we're going back and forth on, you know, Fauci says not yet are they going to change the definition of fully vaccinated, while a bunch of businesses are facing mandates and people are facing mandates and shots and all that. Meanwhile, does anybody know for sure that these variants or these COVID waves aren't re-releases? I mean, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, and I get how waves and pandemics happen. But if we've never really officially publicized how this all started, it's going to make us wonder what the hell is happening with all these new waves. Highly vaccinated countries are having waves of COVID. So either A, the virus is outsmarting the vaccine, which is kind of the working theory I'm using, or B, somebody keeps releasing the crap. That entity there is the enemy. It's not you or I. It's not the unvaccinated. It's not the person that owns a bakery. It's not the teacher who wants to be there for her students. It's not the nurse who has been there on the front lines throughout the whole pandemic. But that's not what's happening. In America, it's all about the anti-vaxxers. It's all about the vaccine hesitants. It's all about those who support Trump. It's all about the... I don't hear anybody, and I don't want us going to a war with China. I don't want us to accuse, you know, anybody that might not have been implicated in this. But it just, oh, no, China's fine. Yeah, we're going to go to the Olympics. Yay. Woo-hoo. Meanwhile, don't go after your citizens. I mean, I don't want a war, but if you're not going to figure out what happened with this, you're not going to be honest about what happened with the virus, what happened in the lab, and trust me, this wasn't China's first rodeo. Even Singapore found the first SARS outbreak was a leak. So we know there's leaks. Then there was a leak a year or two later with SARS, and a couple people died in China. So that's already been established. So third time's a charm. I'm assuming this was another leak. I don't want to think that somebody is maliciously putting that out there. But if I keep seeing this nothing to see here, and instead of the anger and the frustration towards what happened with the labs is going to your own citizens, I'm going to have a problem with that. If you're not going to go after China for what happened with the virus, don't go after your citizens. Leave them the hell alone. But that's not what's happening. I don't want to see the Dutch have to face police, and I don't want to see Dutch police in riot gear. I don't want to see what's going on in Italy, in Austria. People don't want to be locked down. We're fighting among each other. You know, COVID might not be the biggest threat here. The biggest threat is, I mean, just like with Walking Dead, the biggest threat ends up being the survivors and what they're doing to each other. And man, I am seeing some really interesting cats walk around our beautiful country, and what comes out of their mouth is some scary stuff. They look at an American who has some sort of natural immunity because they've been on the front line this whole time, and they look at that person as a bad person. And when you bring up, but isn't the bad person the one that leaked this or might have tampered with it or did some half-assed protocol in the lab? Well, we don't know who that is. Well, you can't sit here and assault and go after somebody just because they're there and they're maybe vulnerable, because you don't have the guts to go after who you need to. So this is a bunch of baloney, and this is scary. I don't want to see riots. I don't want to see people feeling like they have to be locked down. This 14-day to flatten the curve, we've learned, no, doesn't work. We have a virus now. We still don't have any clarity or transparency about its origins, even though I think a lot of us kind of guessed that there was some screw-up, there was some testing, there was a screw-up. But I want to know that this isn't still being leaked. I want to know that whatever process that was, you know, nothing to see here, is it still a process that's going on? Because we're getting waves and waves, and it's happening in vaccinated countries. And all we're hearing is, well, it's because of the unvaccinated. It's because of the unvaccinated. Well, I think we're starting to learn that there's more to this virus and there's more to the waves than we're being told. And you can vaccinate with as many boosters. You might be safe, but this virus is still going to be out there. That's why I don't like lockdowns. That's why I don't like mandates. If you don't want to get the virus and you don't want to die, you then, you know, take cover. If you want to still enjoy life, you want to gain some natural immunity, which I wouldn't really recommend because I still don't trust this sucker, then, but that's on you. That's your right. You have these rights. So we were talking about our democracy being at risk. And I want to give credit where credit's due. In the late 1700s, early 1800s, a Scottish professor named Alexander Fraser Tytler was skeptical of any country having, quote, a true democracy, feeling those who elect leaders will later be suppressed by them. According to Wikipedia, he wrote, but those governors once selected, where is the boasted freedom of the people? They must submit to their rule and control with the same abandonment of their natural liberty, the freedom of their will, and the command of their actions as if they were under the rule of a monarch. Just like right now, we're at the mercy of Biden. We elected Biden. Well, some of us elected Biden, but we're at the mercy of whoever's in charge. And if they say lockdown, if they say mandates, if they, you know, you're at their mercy. So, yeah, it's probably not a 100% true democracy. But there's a cycle. It's called the Tytler cycle, in which 200 years becomes the average lifespan of a democracy. They say during those 200 years, these nations always progress through the following sequence, from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependence back to bondage. So I told you guys that we kind of got complacent when the market was really, really good during the Bush years. And then all of a sudden, we had the Great Recession. Well, we were kind of a little apathetic, going, well, we're good, we're good. Well, then we started to become dependent. And then we became in a position where when you're dependent, you could go into bondage. And I feel like right now we might be in the bondage state. And Americans don't like that. Now, mind you, our democracy has now lasted over the 200 years. But I got to tell you, man, this is the worst I've ever seen our democracy be. They say the steps to each cycle do not necessarily have to occur in equal spans of time. So the courage to fight for our liberty occurred during the Revolutionary War, War of 1812. Material abundance varied throughout the years. Post-Depression, 20th and 21st century, prosperity fueled selfishness, complacency, and more. Selfish people grabbing for toilet paper. Selfish people buying stuff up during the supply chain. They don't care. They're apathetic to others. We are really brewing a very, very bad soup when it comes to how our democracy can be saved. So, when one is happy with their current state, they don't want to wake the sleeping giant. So, a lot of people who are like, you know what, I'm good. I'm getting the extra unemployment benefits. You know, I'm not getting COVID. It's fine. It's fine. Meanwhile, others are like, guys, toe the line. We need you. Well, so many people are like, I don't mind the lockdowns. I'm fine. Complacency leads to apathy. Apathy leads to dependence. Dependence leads to bondage. And then what happens? People have to be courageous, they have to be spiritual, and then they go after liberty. So, I don't want to see any more riots in Europe, but it's a sign of things to come. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Doctors are giving an update on the Christmas parade tragedy in Wisconsin. The update coming from the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin-Milwaukee after five people were killed and dozens more injured due to what happened yesterday.
Currently, we have six patients who we list in critical condition, three that are in serious and one that is in fair. We also have eight other patients that are listed in fair condition that are not in the intensive care unit and are in other units within the hospital.
Dr. Michael Meyer, medical director of the pediatric care unit at Children's Hospital, doctors adding hospitalized kids are ages 3 to 16. The person of interest in the parade shooting has a lengthy rap sheet. Reports say 39-year-old Daryl Brooks has been charged three times in less than 2 years with charges including recklessly endangering the safety of others. USA Radio News. Prosecutors in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial are delivering closing arguments on Monday. Prosecuting attorney Linda Dankowski defends Arbery, saying he was not committing any sort of crime.
What was Mr. Arbery doing? He's gone on to somebody else's private property. Yeah. What was he doing? We can see it. Wandering around for a few minutes each time. Right? And then what would he do? He'd leave. On video, never took anything, never damaged anything.
Travis McMichael and his father, Greg, along with their neighbor, William Bryan, chased Arbery in a truck with guns, saying they wanted to question him because they suspected him of burglary. Travis says he shot Arbery after a physical scuffle over a gun. A Christmas tree called Sugar Bear has arrived at the U.S. Capitol building. The 84-foot-tall white fir tree from Six Rivers National Forest in California has arrived to the west lawn of the Capitol building for its part of the U.S. Capitol Christmas celebration. This is USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Docadali 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am very fortunate that my kids don't smoke weed. I don't believe they do. I've tested them and I've told them, no, no, don't do it. I tried it once, see what it was like, and it sucked. I didn't notice anything. Maybe I don't have the cannabinoid receptors. So not real big smokers in our house. And also, I'm not a smoker anyway because my grandma died of smoking. My mom had smoked when she was younger. I'm just not a fan. But marijuana is very, very, very popular. In fact, half the country has already tried it since its legalization. So marijuana in and of itself rarely kills. I don't really think we've seen many overdose deaths, if at all. We do see cannabis hyperemesis syndrome. We can see depression. We can see some comorbidities with marijuana. We can see people use marijuana as a gateway drug. But we haven't necessarily seen people die until now we have the potential. And a few years back, we were talking about how some drug dealers are lacing marijuana with fentanyl. And then I guess there was a report that got rescinded saying, no, it's not happening. No, we aren't finding marijuana laced with fentanyl. And so everybody now thinks, okay, well, that's false. There's no marijuana out there laced with fentanyl. Well, Connecticut health authorities said, uh-uh, we've had a rise in overdoses. And many of the people who lived to tell about it said they just thought they were smoking weed. They didn't realize there was anything else in their weed. Now, we've spoken about contaminated marijuana. There could be fungus in it. There could be heavy metals. There could be solvents. Sometimes, if a dealer is trying to make the stash last and dilute it, they'll put other crap into your weed. So, you know, unless you know who you're getting it from, and if it's reputable, you could be putting something in your body that not only could be dangerous, but could also kill you. And just the tiniest amount of fentanyl is enough to put you into an overdose and kill you. And so, basically, when you're given drugs, you're being poisoned. I mean, literally poisoned. And all you think you're going to be fine, you're just going to take that, smoke it at home, whatever. Uh-uh. So I am urging everybody who has anybody in the house that smokes or you suspect that smoke to get some Narcan. And I guess don't let your kids be locked up in the rooms when they do it. I don't know what the answer is, but I would just be terrified to think that somebody could be, you know, exposed to fentanyl, overdose, and nobody be there to help them when they go into respiratory depression. That's how Prince died. So, drug overdose deaths have reached a record high, with officials reporting over 100,000 occurring between May 2020 and August 21. This has spiked 30% from the previous year period, and the CDC is attributing a lot of them to fentanyl. Now, fentanyl, that was implicating the accidental overdose of Prince back in 2016. It's probably one of the most powerful narcotics out there. It's about 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine, 30 to 50 times more powerful than heroin. And if heroin puts people under and into respiratory depression, and this is up to 50 times stronger than heroin, just the lightest amount that even you touch can put you into an overdose. So law enforcement has seized fentanyl-laced heroin, prescription drugs, marijuana for a while. But Connecticut health officials this week reported 39 recent narcotic overdose cases, the majority of whom thought they were just smoking weed. In recent years, London, Ontario health officials have warned marijuana laced with fentanyl. We've seen fentanyl found in St. Louis, Salt Lake City, Cincinnati, New York, Florida, Washington, Georgia. And interestingly, back in 2015, the American Chemical Society tested marijuana samples from some Colorado producers. And they wanted to see if there was some accidental contamination. And there was. I mean, even if somebody thinks they're doing it right, marijuana could have contaminants. They found pathogens. They found butane. They found solvents. And that was just by accident, meaning during the manufacturing or the extracting of the marijuana extracts, stuff might have happened. But laced weed means it's deliberate. They found glass in your marijuana, heavy metals, lead, fungus, bacteria, laundry detergent, embalming fluid, LSD, cocaine, ketamine. So deliberate contamination, hence poisoning, is occurring. Now, some of you are like, oh, come on, this isn't going to happen all over the place. Well, you know, one study in 2019 said 12% of Americans actively use. And then another study just came out saying over, actually, depending on the, in terms of millennials, 51% of millennials have tried. 45% all adults, Gen X's 49%, baby boomers 50%, the traditionalists born before 1946, 19%. So marijuana use, and this isn't just about what you smoke. This could even be in gummies. You might be like, okay, you know, if I go to the store, the gummies are expensive. Well, I could get you cheaper gummies. Well, but they could put fentanyl in the gummies. So here we are trusting what we're putting into our body, thinking, well, it's just marijuana, it's safe, and it could be laced. This is some serious stuff. And I, you know, if the average person, as and marijuana is going to continue to be legalized, and I actually supported it because I wanted it studied. I didn't want our cops overburdened with, you know, criminal cases. And so I'm like, well, look, you know, just like with alcohol, I mean, we're going to have limits with kids. We're going to have to figure out how to, you know, prevent under the influence of driving. So hopefully the rollout is slow. The rollout wasn't slow. It was overnight. And I'm driving on a freeway and I can smell it. I mean, people are smoking in their cars. And even if you're not smoking, you're getting a contact high because somebody in your back seat is smoking up. It stinks. I can't tell you how many places in Las Vegas it just reeks of pot. But if I had kids that I thought were going to share and go to a party or whatever, I would be freaked out if there was fentanyl on it and there was nobody there to give them Narcan. That's some scary stuff. And you know, my kids tell me they don't do it, I believe them. So, but I mean, they're pretty smart kids, and I'm pretty open about stuff there. So why would any drug dealer lose valuable product by sneaking it in there? Well, I told you guys last week, okay? It's all about supply and demand. There needs to be a demand for a product for the suppliers to make money. And these drug cartels or whoever else is bringing, or these drug dealers or whatever, they want to know that the area that they run, there's going to be a higher demand. Well, if people aren't asking for it, you need to make them want it in other ways. So if they're asking for drugs and you sneak it in there, they're like, man, that was so good. That was the best. Well, because I put a little extra. We have a little secret ingredient in there. Okay, well, then I want the marijuana with the secret ingredient. Lo and behold, I don't know if that's how you talk to a drug dealer. I've never spoken to a drug dealer, so sorry. Well, I mean, I guess I have as a doctor, but yeah. Isn't that how it goes? Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you speak to a drug dealer, it's that simple. Because they're friends, you know, and you're like, yeah, I like this, so that was good, that was good, yeah, give me that. So it's all like, dude, yeah, man. They don't talk like that. So if they can subversively, illicitly, you know, get you hooked, now you're hooked. Now you're a buyer for life. So I predict that these marijuana, fentanyl-laced roaches and dupes and whatever the hell is out there, gummies, are going to be probably much more ubiquitous than we think. And I do believe that our kids, you, anybody who smokes is going to be at higher risk. Higher risk of overdose. Get some Narcan at the house. Know what you're smoking. So how do you tell? How do you tell if what you're smoking or using is drugged? I don't think fentanyl has a smell, but smell your product. If it smells off, if it has any different color, don't purchase ground marijuana. Don't purchase from somebody that you don't know. And if it's glassy, glossy, that means there could be other things on it. And if something doesn't seem right, throw it out. Everybody's like, no, I got to save it because I spent money on it. I know there's no rebates, but throw it out. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what was it? Was it, you know, take this job and shove it? I ain't working here no more. Well, it's not like in the 70s. It was like, oh, man, I can't wait to quit. They say, take this job and shove it. Well, people aren't really saying that. They're actually saying something a little bit more risque than that. I can't say on air. But healthcare workers are leaving in droves. In fact, I think 500,000 have already been clocked out permanently from healthcare. And a recent poll has found, I think 66% of nurses have been actively considering quitting. Let me look at some of these numbers here. A morning consult survey noted 31% of the remaining healthcare workforce has considered leaving their current employer. 66% of acute and critical care nurses have considered leaving their profession. Now, they call this the Great Resignation. And the Great Resignation is a hemorrhaging of workers across all industries. But no doubt it's happening in the healthcare industry. And this affects you and I because We needed healthcare workers, especially during COVID. We need teachers. We need construction workers. We don't need politicians. We need police officers. We need dentists. I mean, we need pharmacists. We need everybody. We need all hands on deck. And we are continuing to see what happens when we don't have all hands on deck. I'm seeing certain stores, certain restaurants close. I'm seeing more, do it yourself. I'm seeing less customer service. We're seeing issues with our supply chain, where something you order, you're not going to get for weeks. We're starting to see medication shortages. So this great resignation, which is why, like I said, be careful being apathetic, going, well, I'm good. I was good with the lockdown. Be careful of that, because eventually it does come around and smack you in the butt. So what we're seeing now with this quote-unquote great resignation is healthcare workers, they don't like the way medicine's going, and they don't like the way they were treated, and a lot of them are just saying, F it. They're saying, why do this? They were overworked. They were exposed to a very, very deadly illness, and they couldn't be around their family. They couldn't be around loved ones, and it wasn't just a two-week thing. It keeps going. Then they're losing coworkers they love because of mandates. All these hospitals like, well, everybody has to get a COVID vaccine. And so their coworkers who are saying no are being fired. So now they're losing the coworkers. They're losing their teammates. And if anybody was considering, you want to know what? I think I could take some time off or I could do a different job. They are. I mean, I can't speak for a critical care nurse or nurses or people in the hospital. I can speak for myself as a medical doctor. I had a practice for years, and then the ACA changed it all. Rather than insurance paying me and patients only having to pay a little copay or maybe a mild deductible of $250, at the most $500, Obamacare turned it like a light switch where people had a $10,000, $12,000 deductible, had higher premiums, and insurance companies, we don't pay until the deductible's met. So it went from insurance paying, patients having minimal costs out of pocket, to now huge, huge costs out of pocket for patients. And so I had to keep paying staff. I had, despite no money coming in. And I finally had to say, F it. Now, I loved going to teach. I loved having my radio career. I love telemedicine. But I am probably never going back to having a medical office. And patients keep going, look, Dahlia, when are you reopening? When are you reopening? I hear you're not teaching anymore. Well, I do still teach in a variety of different capacities, but I'm not opening my practice again. That's done. That's the past. I mean, it all changed. 2009, 2011, it just has never gotten back. So I can speak to that. It's just not a business model you could follow. And you could work for doctors, you could work for others, but there's all these changes in medicine now. There's all these, and there's all these restrictions, and, if you're like, look, I don't trust something, I want to make sure you don't have pancreatic cancer, I want to make sure, you aren't at risk for a stroke, I want to do some extra, you can't do it. So medicine has now changed where you have to follow a book that was written by bureaucrats, and you can't trust your gut. Now, luckily for me, the company I work for now with telemedicine is fantastic. I work for a couple of them. And I'm like, they even say, look, you don't think something's right? Go ahead and refer. Do, and I do. Whether that person is able to still get what they need to from the referral I send them to. But I'm like, something's not right. I don't trust this. And so, if medicine is changing and my ability to do my art is changing and I'm supposed to be a robot, then that means I'm going to be replaced by a robot. So get out now. And that's what a lot of people are feeling. When I was growing up, I always thought that you work for a company for decades and that company loves you and you get seniority and that company appreciates you. And that no matter what, they'll have your back, whether you're sick or not. And the reality kind of set in that these companies are very, very selfish. And companies don't even want good jobs done. These companies sometimes want to lay low, be under the radar, and just collect paychecks. So you do a good job, that makes them look bad. And so, you know, when you start to look at what happens in all these institutions, you're like, okay, wait a second here. This isn't what I thought it was going to be. And if COVID's not going away, and people are grumpy, and people are demanding, and you're not getting paid what you're worth, and you don't have these other liberties, and you're seeing your kids grow up, and there's, to heck with it. So what's going to happen? Well, one nursing school, University of Maryland nursing students, will get to get out early from their program to try to address the shortage. So the Baltimore Sun reported that the early exit has been approved by the University of Maryland School of Nursing to encourage students to pursue employment at state hospitals and other public facilities where there's been a short supply. So around 161 bachelor's degree students and 11 master's degree students will actually graduate December 23rd. And they've already begun the procedure. Now, I think they weren't supposed to graduate till May. So what's happening is schools are going to be like, you know what, then get out early, get out early. Now, I had an amazing education with my medical school, but the real crux of my education came when I was an ER doc in Arizona. I wasn't supposed to be an ER doc. I was supposed to help with the fast track, but when the ER is busy, you jump in and all hands on deck. So I got to do what ER docs got to do. And it was the best training, just being thrown into that, and the best training of my life. So, yeah, sometimes getting thrown into that and working, but does obviously you get on-the-job training. But on the flip side, I did that after 4 years college, 4 years of medical school, and I was already into 1 year residency. And then I still finished my residency, so I had 11 years post-high school. You know, finishing your bachelor's early at 3.5 years, yeah, that's, how much patient care, how much learning did you do? So you are going to see colleges, you are going to see schools reevaluate how much learning. I'm hearing about medical schools wanting to go to 3 years, even less. You know, there's a lot of attention on the why, the pharmacology, the pathophysiology, I think that stuff is needed. But they're thinking, well, why don't we cut that and just put, you know, just have them on the front line and start to get that hands-on experience. So I'm kind of mixed because I'm old school and I don't think I got enough training. I think I could have had 3 or 4 more years and still, you know, there's just so much to medicine. But with this great resignation, schools are going to want to keep up. 1-877-DOCTOR.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.